take it home. Take it home, okay? We are women too, okay? We're all husbands. We're all one husband, okay? And we are kinesthetically inclined, okay, guys? Here we go. And our wife is visual. And it's a big night out, man. Big night out, 10-year reunion or something, 20-year reunion. You know, we're gonna see all our old buddies. What is our wife spending 2.5 hours upstairs doing?
Making sure she looks good.
Yeah. So when she comes downstairs, what do we need to pace? What do we need to acknowledge? Hi. We're kinesthetic. How do we say it?
Say it in the visual fashion.
Well, if we're kinesthetic, how are we going to tell her she looks good? Huh? Yeah, we walk up and give her a hug, right? And what does she say? Don't mess me up! And the evening gets off on the wrong foot. Hey, guys, didn't we just tell her what she needed to hear?
No.
Yes. Yes, we did. We did it in our language. Remember, it's our responsibility to be understood, not theirs to understand us. So take it home, take it home. We covered some pretty heady stuff this morning, and we made some good progress. Congratulations for hanging as long as you guys did. We talked about first impressions and how we got 33 seconds to nail 4 things. That light travels faster than sound. A greeting. For some of you, it's gonna be new. Just try it for 21 days, that salutation, introduction, and business card up front. If after 21 days you do not notice a difference, blow it off. But I bet you won't. We talked about determining customers' needs by asking questions. We determine customers' needs to build rapport and build value. There's closed-ended and open-ended questions. And several times we did the exercise. The most important thing is to have common ground. And that common ground is a sincere interest in him or her, your customer. Demonstrate that to your customer. They could say there's 11 F's. It doesn't matter. They'll follow you. We talked about 55-38-7, how we influence people. That in face-to-face, perception is everything. Truth is totally irrelevant. Your truth is no more valuable than my truth. It's just a different truth. That's it. The most basic of all human needs to be valued and understood, and it's our responsibility to be understood. Take responsibility for our communication. Able to respond. Take responsibility. If you have only one response to an outside stimulus, you are less able than the next guy. If you have 7, you are more able than the next guy to respond. And the person who has the most responses wins. The person in the game longer wins. We talked about pacing and leading. We're all doing these things naturally anyway. The nice thing about it is now that you've identified it and you're going to practice it, you'll be able to do it on demand instead of with reckless abandon.
We also covered identifying customer temperaments and being able to adjust our selling process to those temperaments. And lastly, we covered neuro-linguistic programming, or being able to identify our customer's dominant communication or learning style, and then being able to sheath the entire transaction in that style that's most comfortable for our customer. Now let's cover overcoming objections. And if you're following along in the workbook, we should be on page 19.